In Cambodia, scores of men have recounted stories of modern-day slavery on board Thai and Malaysian fishing vessels. Manfred Horning is a legal advisor with the Cambodian human rights group Likado. He says that although figures are very limited, it is possible thousands of Cambodian men have been trafficked onto regional fishing boats in recent years. Likado has interviewed more than 60 men who were trafficked onto Thai fishing boats since 2007. Their stories typically begin in the same way.
Because normally these young fellows are approached by a broker who works through connections in a commune or a village and approaches a group of young male to convince them to go to Thailand. So in most cases, actually, this broker won't tell these youngsters that they have to work on a fishing boat.
Instead, they are promised jobs in construction or on plantations, then smuggled into Thailand. Once there, says Horning, some are taken to a fishing port where they are locked in guest houses and eventually sold to fishing boat captains. Horning says conditions on the worst boats amount to nothing less than slavery, but the men have few ways to escape since the captain and Thai crew are often armed. Victims say typically they get 2 or 3 hours sleep each day, are beaten and drugged to keep them working. Horning has heard reports that men who fell ill were thrown overboard. Declining fish stocks close to land mean many boats spend months at sea, docking only with motherships to unload their catch. That makes escape impossible.
In a current case, we have one person who stayed consecutively for 3 years on a boat without seeing land. He was basically sold on the high seas from boat to boat over a three-year period. And these cases are not infrequent. So the range of people being on the boats as slaves, anything between 3 months to several years.
He says none of the 60 men Likado interviewed received any pay for their work. Trafficking experts say Cambodia's poverty causes most of the trafficking in the country. Louise Rose, a victim protection officer for the Asia Foundation, says a survey of 258 Cambodian men, most of whom worked on foreign fishing boats, found that debt had driven half to seek work abroad. But two other factors were even more significant.
Lack of food was a huge one. 3/4 of the men reported not enough food being a motivator for migrating. And the other one that was higher again, no source of income. That was about 78%.
1 in 5 of the men in the Asia Foundation survey said they had worked in slave-like conditions on Thai and Malaysian fishing boats. Thailand's multi-billion-dollar fishing industry needs a supply of cheap labor. And the stories of some Cambodian men indicate unscrupulous agents and ship owners are prepared to meet that demand in any way possible. Anti-trafficking groups say the solution is for regional governments to work harder to protect migrant workers and to prosecute those guilty of abuses. But they say that is not happening. In Cambodia, activists say the laws against trafficking are weak, and until the laws and law enforcement improve, many young men here will remain at risk of forced labour abroad. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.